Blog Talk Radio.
Adisa is out until the beginning of the year, so yeah, welcome to the code.
Wow.
Hey, Dre.
Hey, Jay.
So let's talk about the song that, you know, was our intro for today. So this was, that song was in my spirit earlier. And I don't want to, I know that's why you was laughing. But anyway. So that song was in my spirit. So don't judge me. All right?
Good.
Oh, what's good? Where we going?
Lord, how about that?
Okay, so let me put the disclosure out there. I have had 2 drinks, so y'all go ahead and catch up with me. I have been drinking wine, so yeah, y'all know how that goes. So grab a friend, grab your drink, and let's hang out with us tonight. Because tonight we're talking about the holidays, because this is actually our last show before the holidays, and we are going to be on a little hiatus so that we can enjoy our families and our holidays without creating any shenanigans for you all. So, yeah, so just have a drink, whatever you choose. And just understand that we do cuss, we do say bad things, we act unruly and whatnot. So, on to the code. So, I'm trying to decide how I want to start questions or whatnot. Okay, we're going to start with the relationship question first, and then we're going to move into these holiday parties and whatnot. So, Dre, I'm going to ask you this. How does it make you feel when someone else finds your mate attractive?
I have 2 different views on this. I mean, that lets me know that she looked good. You know what I'm saying? She's a beautiful lady, whatever. But sometimes when people are attracted to what you got, they try to see if they can get what you got. And that's where the problem comes in. You know, I mean, like, I'm not insecure when I'm in a relationship. I mean, I know she's going to be bad regardless. You know what I'm saying? She's going to be looking at fight. And I know dude's going to try to damn talk to her anyway. But, you know, some people can't keep it as, like, a compliment thing. Like, golly, man, your wife is beautiful. Your girlfriend is beautiful. And then keep it moving. They can't do that because if they be looking at you and they're looking at her and they're looking at you like, how the hell did you get something like that? Like, you ain't supposed, like, some dudes look at a dude and his girl and be like, ain't no way in the hell he's supposed to have this. You need to do somebody like me like they better than you.
Okay.
But I'm cool with it. Just don't step on my toes.
Don't shoot. But anyway, I feel like, I mean, you know what? It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me to know that somebody else may be attracted to my mate. I get it. I know the reason why you would be attracted to him. That's why I'm attracted to him. But, you know, as long as you're in your lane and you stay there, we all right. We okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why
okay.
I said it doesn't bother me because feel some type of way if she ain't attracting nobody, you know what I'm saying? Damn, she must be ugly. Ain't nobody sweating my girl.
I mean, it might not be that she... It might not be that. It might be that she's curving them to the point where you don't see it.
True.
It could be that, you know. So it's just very well that, you know, that's what she's doing. And she don't have nothing to do with her. I don't know, because she's just really good at it. You know? Heck, shoot, I like to look at my, you know what I'm saying, you know, if I have a mate or whatever, and I know I would like to look at him because, you know, he got to look like something to me, no miss, and there's certain things about him that I definitely was attracted to, so, and if that's part of his personality, I'm sure that there's other women that are attracted to that portion of his personality. I'm positive. I know for a fact, you know what I'm saying? So...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would get it. So I think that what's the word I'm looking for? I've been drinking, so y'all excuse me, because for some reason I just lost all the words. You know, I usually don't lose all the words. I don't know. I just forgot just that easily. But there's been some, you know, and it's funny how when I ask certain questions about relationships, how the women always have an answer, and it's very rare that a man will answer it. Like, with this particular question, I have it on my Facebook page. No men have answered this at this point. Ms. Jerry says, as long as they don't find him too attractive, we're good. Tabitha said that she finds it as a plus. Lena says it makes her feel like a winner. Janine says, I'm glad as long as he knows his place and he will get replaced. With that particular comment, I'm kind of on the fence. Yeah. Because, I mean, he knows he's attractive. He also should know how to kind of curve it as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as your mate knows how to curve the attraction, you should be okay. And it is not necessarily, sometimes it could be to the point of him actually curving it, but you know how some people don't know how to take no for an answer? Or, you know, they don't understand, you know, I have somebody, and they still try. So, I mean, you have to look at it. It depends on certain situations. Now, if this broad just keeps trying to come at him, then that's when you let her know, like, hey, you know, bitch, this is lame. Get to it before I put you in it. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that he has to be replaced. You know, not every man is a cheater. Not every man is a dog. Not every man lies. You know, that's just how I feel. Maybe I'm just one of those women who just feels like the same way. I guess that's how that is for me. So, oh yeah. That is how I feel about that thing. Yeah. Oh, that was good. That was good. That was a good little topic right there. That was quick. So, Drake, are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Not really, but I got my aluminum foil on my paper plates.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's
why
right.
Are you saying not really?
Because I ain't cooking and I really don't. I just don't care that much about Thanksgiving because it's just another day to me. It ain't like, I don't know. It's like sometimes, you know what I'm saying, hanging with family is cool. Sometimes it's irritating. But all the ones I usually be with for Thanksgiving is gone. So, you know, when my aunt passed and then my grandma's gone. So, you know.
Oh, God, I'm now depressed.
And then my mom, I don't know if she's going to be out of town or not, because usually she'll dip and go to D.C. or something, so I don't know.
Lord mercy.
Are
well,
you
ready? I'm ready for Thanksgiving. Yep. I'm ready to eat and be around my family and enjoy my family because that's what I like to do, is be around my family. Because there's always something that happens, always, it never fails, and it's always so funny, you know, because my mom said some of the craziest things, and, oh my God, okay, I'm not even gonna tell y'all half of the stuff that my mom said, but it's just so funny, and it usually ends up with me and my sister-in-law getting in trouble for laughing, and my mom telling us that, you know, she's not going to ever cook again. Like, the last time we had a family dinner, which was a couple of weeks ago, my mom was like, so I'm canceling Thanksgiving. There's no more food. We're not going to eat again. This is the last supper. Because we were laughing at something that she did. And she told us that, you know, we're canceling Thanksgiving. And we were looking at her like, she ain't canceling no Thanksgiving. I don't live. Like, so I'm ready to spend time with my family and feel all the warmth of my family because they are just literally hilarious. So yeah. So that's gonna be fun. So let me ask you this. Is there a favorite food that you like to have for Thanksgiving?
Well, everybody likes turkey, so I think. But I love turkey, the deep fried turkey. But my favorite thing that I like personally about Thanksgiving, and I'm going to miss it because she's gone, my aunt, she used to make this, this banana pudding joint. And it was so good. Like, she used to make that, the red velvet cake, and she would always make me my own personal sweet potato pie, and she would not let nobody have it until I get down there, and then when I get down there, she just straight give it to me, the whole pie, and she made me one every year, and then what I do, I bring that back to the crib, and then before I come back home, I was swing by my ex-fiance that she got about to marry, I was swing by her grandma's, and her grandma loved me to death, and she always got on her to the fact that she always messed it up with me and her. And she would always make me 2 sweet potato pies. And then she's gone. And now I miss Miss Helen to the day. I told Miss Helen I was going to dump her granddaughter and marry her. I tell her that every day, every time I seen her. She was so pretty. She was like real light skin. She had gray eyes, and she could cook her butt off. But she would always bake me two pies personally, my own. Nobody else could have them but me. And I'm gonna miss them two to death, man. Oh my God! But other than that, I like the baked macaroni. It just depends on who makes it, because you know everybody cannot make macaroni cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And I know everybody out there listening to this, like, oh, he hate my macaroni cheese is the shit. No. A lot of people make baked macaroni and cheese, that shit be runny. And it look, you know what I'm saying? It don't be runny to like the fact that the cheese is melted. It be runny. Like liquid. And it look nasty. And I'm gonna say something that I don't like. Something that really irks my nerves. Don't you hate it when somebody make your plate, or somebody make a to-go plate, and they put the fucking, everybody does this. Why they always put the greens right smack dead to the dang on cornbread? Knowing that the dang on green juice is going to run into cornbread, they're going to make it all soggy in there. And then you got to take it and cut your little, the part that's got the little juice on. Oh. Greens will ruin the whole plate, man. I'm telling you. I'm just saying, man. Greens will ruin the plate. If you want to put greens on your plate, put the greens separate.
I can't.
I'm just saying. Put them separate. So you trying to say you like your greens with your cornbread with greens?
First of all, I try my best not to put juice on my food.
Hey, this shit disgusting. You tell the truth, it's disgusting. This shit would fuck up my whole plate, man.
Here's the thing, you know, there's these fancy spoons that have holes in them or whatever. So I try my best not to get, you know, my food to be too juicy or whatever, because that's just not what I do. But then I think about it, I was like, but the cornbread gonna touch them anyway because I like pinto beans and I like my.
I don't like my cornbread near no juice. I want my cornbread separate. Some people fix your plates, throw that shit on there.
I kind of like my greens and my pinto beans and my cornbread to kind of be near each other because I'm gonna eat it all together. Anyway, so you know it may not bother me as much as it bothers other people, but
yeah,
I get what you're saying.
Some people don't. A lot of people don't like that shit, man. That's just disgusting.
Well, I definitely know my sister-in-law does not like her food. My sister-in-law doesn't like her food to touch. Period.
I can deal with it to a certain extent, but I don't like nothing in my cornbread or my biscuits, man. For real, that shit will ruin your damn life.
I don't know,
have you seen the Malcolm X meme? It's a meme. And he bangs his damn fist, the one with Denzel Washington playing it, and he bangs his fist on the table, and the caption says, when the green juice runs into the cornbread, he bangs his damn hands in that shit. That shit is so true, and that shit will piss you off.
Terrible. No. But, yeah. It doesn't really bother me, but like I was saying, my sister-in-law is for her food to taste. So if I sit down to eat dinner with her, she's going to have stuff in her plate. Like she'll have like two plates in a bowl. You know, so. And it's just so funny because when we first met, I was like, "Girl, you're so strange. What are you doing?" She was like, "I don't have my food to taste." So you know, now I'm just so used to it. But, yeah, it's very different. But, hey, keep it on like I used to. But I think for me, what I'm ready to eat, I'm just ready to eat. Because, you know, I like food. I'm ready to eat. And so I'm mentally preparing myself for this abundance of food. Because, you know, we're gonna have fried turkey. You know, we're gonna have macaroni and cheese, we're gonna have collard greens and pinto beans and all types of other vegetables and just tons of awesomeness. And I'm just ready to eat. Y'all can say what you like about me. I don't care less. I'm a Southern girl. I eat Southern stuff. And
I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't get all these hips and just you know, basic shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so I'm ready to eat. There is, like holiday-wise, there is like certain desserts I can eat, certain desserts I can't because of my food allergies. But my grandma used to make these two desserts that I live for. She used to make a dump cake. I don't know if anybody knows what a dump cake is. It's just pretty much where you take everything and you just dump it into this bowl and you bake it. So, I love dump cake. So, being that, you know, I now have these allergies, I can't really eat it. But, yeah, I love that. And then she used to make a Grape Delight, which was grape jello and blueberries and pineapples. And it would have this cream cheese topping with pecans. Oh, my God. So, that's me. Me and my brother and my cousin Kim would fight over. We were the only three that really liked it. Nobody else really liked it, but the three of us liked it. And so it was like my grandma made it specifically for us. Right? There was no ifs, ands, buts about it. If she knew we were coming, she had it for us. So I missed that. But my brother knows how to make it. So he does make it sometimes. He doesn't make it all the time. But he does know how to make that. This year, we're going to try something different with cheesecake because, you know, with me and my nephew not being able to eat certain things, we're going to try to make this cheesecake in a different way. Experimenting with this Thanksgiving. Okay? So I'll tell you about it when we come back. But
hold on.
What? I think it's going to be, it's different, but it'll be very possible for me and my nephew to be able to eat the cheesecake. So we're going to try it out. We're going to see what happens. And I'll tell you all about it later. So let me ask you this. Do you think the holidays is the right time to introduce your new mate to your family?
I don't know. It depends on how long y'all been talking. Because I don't know how you do it, but I know three relationships I was in, they got pissed because I didn't want to introduce them to my mom and my daddy. And I tried to tell them. When I introduced somebody to my mom, man, it got to be on point because my mom, she a trip. and she won't say, she'll be like, nice to meet you, whatever, you know what I'm saying, talking to you. But she will let me know if she don't approve of you after we leave. Because it's like your whole, it's an attitude thing. If you come in there with an attitude, you know what I'm saying, and then just acting crazy, then my mom, she'll let you know. And then that's why I sort of be hesitant to introduce anybody to my mom because I know how she is. And then when my father was here, Lord have mercy, that's a whole nother subject. I only introduced him to two women ever. And that was, you know, Psycho. And I must have really been in love with her because I took her to the damn family reunion. I ain't never took a girl to the family reunion, ever.
And that was crazy, Pam.
She met my entire family on both sides. That's the crazy part. Like, she met my mom's side and my dad's side. I don't know what
crazy
Pam.
What you do to a crazy Pam?
I don't know how that happened, man. But I don't know what. I've never introduced nobody to my peoples, but as far as the holidays, it depends because you know how some like if you go. I mean, I know how your family get down. Everybody's gonna be there. You know what I'm saying? And so you got to come in and you got to introduce everybody, and he might be feeling a little uncomfortable, or you know what I'm saying? But to me, I let her meet my mom and my pops and my sister before we do the Thanksgiving and the holiday thing. So that way, when she comes in for the holiday, they're already been and got acquainted and everything to be cool. When you just do the pop up, whew. Because sometimes, you know, the girls, women will be a little shy. Well, I ain't going to eat that much. Bet you hungry. Shut up and eat.
Not shut up and eat.
Yes, because y'all kill me with that. I ain't going to eat that much. No. You don't shut up and eat.
I'm coming to eat. I need to pray your mama through that nasty. I'm coming to eat.
Hey, why? I hear your stomach thumping all the way over here. Talking about you just eating a little. But my main thing is this. For the holidays, if I take somebody there, I'm going to a crib where I know one of my family members that I know can cook. Because I would not care if a female to one of my family members that I know can't cook. No, sir. We just go over there and just do one of them drive-bys. Like, hey, how you doing? All right, we gone. Ain't no taking no plates or nothing. Because, you know, everybody can't cook. And then everybody's taste buds are different. And you don't want to be messing around and you up in there and then she yell out, who made this nasty potato salad? Because, you know, somebody's always making claim that their potato salad is the best and all that mess. So, you know, I remember I went with this one chick I dated. I went to her house for Thanksgiving, and I thought we were going to eat at her crib, and she sprung it on me. Now, we're going over to my parents' house, and all my brothers is over there, my sisters, and all my people's over there, and I'm sitting in there like, oh, God, I mean, I'm sweating bullets. I'm nervous, I don't know what. And then they served the food, and then what we have, you know, I can't eat potato salad because I'm, you know, allergic to mayonnaise and mustard or whatever. So they thought I was trying to be funny. It's like, yeah, you know, potato salad. I'm allergic to it. I can't eat it. They're like, oh, okay. So they cooled out. And so you know how I am when it comes to macaroni and cheese. I love macaroni and cheese. And it was not good. Like, because she, like, when she fixed hers was banging because she made hers in a crock pot. So I kept going back to her macaroni and cheese. And then her peoples was like, why don't you eat this macaroni and cheese? Why y'all going to hers? I was like, I didn't want to make it seem like, you know what I'm saying, that one was nasty. Because, you know, the macaroni and cheese, that be like, it's white or whatever. It looks a little white or whatever. It don't look cheesy. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, though, right?
Yeah,
theirs,
okay.
It looked like, theirs looked nasty. Like it was like.
Did you even
taste
it?
It looked like cheese. Huh?
Did you taste it at least?
No, I didn't even want to because it was.
See,
it
that's
like
the thing. What you could have at least done is tasted it and determined that it was nasty.
Because it did not look right. And then when I went to hers and then she kept looking at me, she was like, but she started laughing. And so when we go outside, I was outside playing, I was throwing the football with the kids or whatever. I started playing with them. And she came to me and she was like, I am so glad you didn't eat that macaroni and cheese. She's like, it is nasty. She said it tastes like they took mayonnaise and some more stuff and whipped it together or whatever. And I'm like, ugh. It was disgusting. Because you know, sometimes a lot of people, some people put mayonnaise in their macaroni and cheese to make it more creamy.
You know, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I know a couple of white people that do it because I went to this one Thanksgiving. This white dude invited me over, and I sat there and looked at his mama making the macaroni and cheese, and she put like 2 spoonfuls of mayonnaise in it, and she said it makes it real creamy. She was stirring that shit up, and so when I went to the old girl's house with her, that's the first thing I thought about. Like, they done mixed the damn mayonnaise in that shit. I said, I'm not eating that shit. No.
Wow.
And I don't eat everybody's greens neither because everybody cannot make collard greens. I don't give a damn what they say. And I don't eat chitlins, and I cannot stand when people be offering me them joints. I thought I told them, no, I'm not eating chitlins because I know where they come from. No, I'm not eating that nasty shit. And they feel like I'm being disrespectful. No, I don't eat it. It's nasty. Get it out of my face.
Are you rude like that?
No, I'm not.
Are you rude like that when you say it? I mean,
good night. No, I can't be, though, because you keep trying to force it on me. I will get technical with your ass. I just have a moment. But look, you know what?
I'm not rude. I'm not a rude person. I don't know what you get that from.
No, you ain't rude, but when you get ready to hit that, you know what? I know what's coming.
Like, what? What happened? What?
You know what? I'm not rude. That's why I am not fit. So, let me tell you this story about this macaroni and cheese, right? And how my child is crazy. Homecoming. This was the last. This is supposed to be the last supper, which was homecoming. So, my child is sitting in the living room and she's eating and she's sitting beside me. And she says, Mommy, this macaroni and cheese is nasty. She didn't say it loud enough for anybody else to hear. She heard, I was the only person who was able to hear it. I was like, okay. She was like, tasty. And mine is, my mama didn't make it. I didn't make it. Somebody else in the family had made it. And she said, taste it. I mean, just taste it. So I was like, well, I'll take a little bit of it. And I got like a little piece of it, and I was like, it's just missing something. Like, it wasn't that it wasn't, you know, cheesy enough. It wasn't that. It's just like it felt like it was missing something. And I said, well, I don't know what it's missing, so just let me think about it. So this silly child of mine decides to send my mother a text message versus telling my mother, you know, Nana, this macaroni and cheese is nasty. She sends my mother a text message that says, Nana, you know, this macaroni and cheese is nasty. And my mom looks at me, and I'm like, it's your grandchild. I don't know where we brought her from, but she's here. I guess she's here to stay, you know. And so after everybody has left or whatever, and I said, I feel like it was missing, like, salt and pepper. So, you know, I put a little piece of salt, and I put a little piece of pepper on mine. And I was like, yep, that's exactly what it needed, salt and some pepper. And my child was like, I'm not, I shouldn't have to do that. And I was like, because, you know, our food is pretty, you know, seasoned well enough that you don't have to add extra, you know, and it's not over seasoned. Like, you know how some people can put too much salt in something and you can taste it? Like, our food is not over seasoned. So she was like, you're not supposed to have to do that. You're supposed to not have to put salt and pepper on your food. You should be right. I don't know. But that child was just so adamant about that dog on macaroni and cheese not being good. And I think about her is that I know she'll tell me something's not good, but what she'll do is she gets something that's not good, she won't eat it.
she'll just leave it on her plate and then go throw her plate away. And that's anywhere. She don't care where she is. She don't care if she at her friend's house and it could possibly hurt somebody's feelings. She don't care if she said, if it's nasty, I'm not going to eat it. I'm just not going to do it. And so I'm the opposite. If something is nasty, I'm not even going to put it on my plate. Like, I'm with you. I don't eat chitlins. I've never ate a chitlin. I don't choose to eat chitlins. No. That's a part of that's something about me that you ain't never got to worry about me doing. I'm not going to introduce you to no chitlins. I'm not going to be like, oh, try this. I'm not going to do this. Nope. Don't even bring them in my face. Don't do that. And see, the thing is, like, you know, when you have a big family, most of the time they know what you do and do not eat. Like, for me, my family knows I don't like onions. I don't like onions in my food. I don't like onions near my food. Period. I don't do them. So my mom will make me my own personal potato salad. And nobody else got to touch this. And a lot of times I end up having to share with my daughter because she's like, Mom, I want some of your potato salad. But it's no different than the ones that you get ready to eat, but except for onions. She's like, but I want some of yours. I end up having to share it with her. But my mom does it. She separates it because she knows I like potato salad, but I just don't like onions in my potato salad.
See, your mom about like my mom because she knows that I can't eat potato salad, so she'll make a thing of potatoes, green potatoes for me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't do that. And it's so funny, like, when you're getting to know new people and you have to tell them, you know, hey, look, listen, I know you like to cook. You know, I know you like to eat like I like to eat. But there's some things about me that you need to know that I'm not going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got to run the list down. Like, there's certain things I'm just not going to eat. I'm not going to, don't try to get me to eat it. No, I'm very opposed. Now, if it's something that I've never tried before, I can't say I don't eat it. You know what I'm saying? So I'll try it, and I'll tell you if I don't like it. Like, for a long time, I wouldn't try asparagus. Like, I just wouldn't try it. But one day, we were at a function for work, and they had it. And I was like, oh, well, let me try it and see if it's good. And I tried it, and I was like, oh, this is really good. So
ew.
I eat asparagus. So, like, oh, this is good. But certain things I'm just not going to eat. I promise you I'm not going to eat it. No, I don't eat peppers. Don't eat none of that. So that's just not what I'm going to do. So, yeah. But yeah, I just don't. But for me, introducing someone to my family at Thanksgiving is, or at a holiday is, it depends on the holiday. Let me say that. Because if it's a summer holiday, we might be able to do something because it's not as close as a Thanksgiving holiday maybe, where we're all in the house and we're all in, like, this small space versus a summer holiday where we're all outside and you can go and do what you please. You know what I mean? So I don't know. My cousins are good for it. Oh, they're good for it. There's a running joke with one of my cousins. Like, every 6 months, we know she got a new man. So we run jokes like, oh, okay, so is this going to be the same dude who was here at the 4th of July? You know what I'm saying? Is he going to be the dude that makes it to Christmas? It's like a running joke with the family. And it's never failed. But, so
I don't know how I would feel. For me, first impressions are always lasting impressions. I know how to act around people's family. Like, I know how to be myself and still kind of tame myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because a lot of people don't know how to act when they get around certain people. They want to holler at the kids.
Who's kids are these out here right now? Come on, they can't come over here doing that.
You new to the grid.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to do that. And most kids love me, so a lot of times kids like to crowd around me and talk to me, which is fine. I like kids sometimes. But, you know, they're probably going to say, oh, she's so quiet at first. And then once I get comfortable enough, then we can start having a conversation. But I'm just trying to really check out my surroundings and see who's crazy and who's not. Because if this is the first time me meeting your family, this is your bloodline. So I need to see how this works. You know, I need to see how this works. And it's very rare that I find family members who don't like me.
Most family members always love me. They always love
me. Especially like the sisters. Like, sisters always love me for whatever reason. Because, I don't know. You know, most sisters don't like me. And then you have, you know, grandmothers like me, too. They always think I'm so nice. Nice old folks that you raised right. You know? What? I don't know how to act. My grandma and my mama raised me proper. You know what I tell you? I can mix and mingle with anybody. I know how to act when I go out in public. I can't say the same about others, but I know how to act. So I don't know if I would introduce my new niece at the holiday. I would probably just, like, say, hey, you know, we're going to dinner at my parents' house. This is your opportunity to make a nice impression on my parents. You know, but, and it's so funny because I don't know how my dad would react. Because remember the last time I took somebody home? I want to say last, but dear Lord. Oh, wow. I don't remember the last time I took somebody home to meet my parents. Because now I'm at the point of if it's not that serious, there's no need for you to meet my parents. Nothing serious. Unless you're trying to make it super
good. They got to be very, 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 very special.
Like, it's got to be super serious. Like, I am head over heels, and I can't see myself without this person ever in my life, and I want y'all to meet him, and y'all tell me how much I like everything. Like, you know, but it's, I don't know. There is something that I haven't done that in a very long time. Now,
I told you, 2013, I took that helper to meet both sides of the family. I don't know what the hell I was thinking about.
I don't know what you were thinking either. That was that shit crazy. Why you did it, I don't know. But anyway. But, like, it was so funny. One time my sister-in-law asked, you know, we were talking about, you know, a guy I was seeing at that time. And she said, well, why didn't you invite him here? I was like, it's not too serious. And she was like, well, but don't you like him? I'm like, listen, it's not the same thing like you and my brother have. You, like, her and my brother have been friends for X amount of years. And, you know, they had dated other people, but then, you know, they realized they really wanted to be with each other. So that's when my brother brought her around, and she started to meet the family and all of this. Like, okay, great. He was serious about you. I'm not serious. At that time, I was trying to let her know, like, I'm not serious about this dude. I'm not about to bring him around y'all because y'all may get attached to him, and I got to get rid of him soon. Like, come on, are you serious? So I'm just not that person to bring people around unless I feel that it's real. Like, if you're here longer than a summer or 6 months, then we might be able to see something serious here. But if it's just one good old reason, why do you need to be around my family? Why? No, yes, I'm going to my mama's house for the holidays. No, you don't need no plate. Like, you know what I'm saying? No, it ain't that serious. I'm not fixing you no plate for my mama's house because the rule is at my mama's house about plates is if you didn't bring yourself to the house to get you a plate, there will be no plate taken away for you if you didn't come.
I know that's right because I felt that wrath. Like, damn, mama.
Shit. So, there's just certain things. And if you ask for a plate for my mama's house, you better have your feet up under that table to be able to get a plate. Mm-mm. Nope. She don't like it when people take food away for people who don't come to the function. What was your problem? Why couldn't you come to the function? That's exactly how that thing works. I used to be a guy that I used to talk to a long, 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 long time ago. And he would always be like, you going to stay in my house? I'm like, yep. You don't bring me a plate? Nope. He's like, why? I said, because my mom said that we can't take plates away from the house because you didn't come put your food up on her table. So, guess what? No. Why would I feed you? No. But, oh, my God, for one time, that particular dude, so his grandmother had sent me a plate back from her house. Oh, my God, Dre, never had I ever tasted something that was so bad in the system. I'm sorry.
Mm.
I was like, oh, my gosh, what is this? I was like, okay, so I'm going to take my plate home. And he make it into the house. And he make it into that dumpster. I said, oh, my God. That was just scary. I can't even tell you the point of why. It was just nasty. Yeah, that's a cute dress. Sorry, I apologize for y'all. I've been drinking, and I told her earlier that I was going to drink some wine, and I'd probably be asleep by a certain time. So, yeah. So, I got to go find a question on my Facebook page. I think we kind of discussed it already, but, I don't think I answered it for the people. Wait a minute, it might be nice if I had a connection. Give me 1 second. I sent Taylor a message, but she didn't respond back. And keep in mind, I want everybody to know these are her topics that were discussed. Like, legit asking her suggestion. Right. But anyway. I had to fix my connection. Wait a minute. About the, should you introduce your mate to your family at the holiday? Perry says, yeah, I would think it would be fine. She would. Janine says, yes, your mom knows best. Okay, here's the next question. This will probably take us to the end of the show. In your family, is there any holiday rules? Are there any holiday rules at your house?
Yeah, the only one I know is one my mama made up. Nobody can get on her bed and go to sleep.
What?
Yeah, nobody can go on, get on her bed and go to sleep but the kid. Me and Lyle are not allowed.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Right.
She do not want us sitting on her bed. And usually when I get through eating, because I don't want to sit in there with him because he be smoking so much, cigarettes and stuff. I can't watch TV and all that cigarette smoke, so I try to go in her room, and I can't do it. She won't let me go in there.
We didn't have rules at our house. I don't think. No, because and we don't really use, well, even though we like turkey and, you know, turkey has something in it that makes you sleepy, we usually just we're sitting around talking and laughing and eating and just, or we usually play games or something. So there's no real time to sleep at the house. We just have a good time. So I don't think we have rules. We definitely have to be on time.
Yeah. If you don't
make it, don't play no games.
I know my
food,
grandma
didn't right?
say they'd show up after prayer meet. Well, my grandma did not play that. If you're going to show up, you better be there before we pray. If not, you're not getting nothing. Because you know, some people they'll show up after everybody then pray, you know, the prayer takes all long or whatever, and they got to try to pop up, or they'll wait till certain somebody's gone they don't like in the family. Nah, I'm going to say that everybody, you come when everybody else is there. She give you the time, you eat around about 2, maybe 3. If your ass ain't there, and you pop up after everybody gone, yes, yes. You ain't getting nada.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, we don't have any rules like that. We just don't. You know, my brother prays over the food, and or one of the kids. I remember one time we allowed Jayla to pray over the food. Dear Lord, that prayer.
You took that.
That's it. One time we allowed my child to pray over the food, and you can't help but laugh. Because he's always trying to entertain people.
I can see it, man. I knew it was funny.
What?
Yeah, I know you was probably giggling like crazy when she prayed over.
Oh, God. I just wanted to pop her in the head. Like, why do you always have to entertain? Like, why? When the House of Pain first came out, and you know how the father would be like, when he started to pray or whatever, he would say, the devil thought he had me. At the beginning of the prayer. So this child bust out talking about that. I said, I peace her so hard. I said, if you don't pray right, I'm going to beat you. If you don't pray over this little problem, just stop trying to entertain.
They asked me, how old was she when she did that?
She had to be like 7 or 8. But she knew better.
I remember when I first did it, and I was starving. Oh God, I was so hungry. I think I was in the 11th, maybe 12th grade, and everybody was like, "We gonna let Andre do." I was about to say my nickname. "We gonna let Andre do the prayer," and I'm like, "Uh-oh." So I'm sitting there looking at this food. I'm already mad because I'm hungry. I hit him with the old school joint. God is great. God is good. Let us thank us for food. I said, this joint so fast. Everybody looked at me. I said, y'all ain't gonna say amen? And everybody just died laughing. I said, shoot, the food is blessed. You better dig in. I was starving, too. I was starving. Because what I used to do when I was, like, you know what I'm saying, from the time I was in elementary school, like, the seventh, I'm going to say from the fifth grade to about 21, the day before Thanksgiving, I wouldn't eat nothing because I know I'm going to turn somebody's grill out. So I wouldn't eat nothing. All I would eat, I eat a bowl of cereal for breakfast, and then I probably eat either another bowl of cereal or I eat some fruit or whatever. And when I wake up Thanksgiving Day, oh, it's going down. Yep, that's when I was super duper skinny. And I used to eat all the time, and I couldn't gain no weight.
Now look at you.
Just yep. Love does.
Hope everybody knows that love makes you fat. Okay, just want to y'all know that. Okay, awesome.
But
yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, my brother is busy. I'm the one who prays over the food at this point. The children are not allowed because they don't know how to act. Okay. Yep, sure enough. Yeah.
So I'm sitting there looking at your husband's birthday bash. This was dope.
I don't have a
husband.
I don't have a husband, so you don't know.
Ronnie DeVoe, you just told me y'all were married.
No, we're not. He's married to some other woman.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, his birthday bash. Let's see. I see Shaquem. I see Michael Bivens. So I see Ricky Bell. Where's Ralph?
Maybe he ain't there.
Here's Johnny.
Maybe he don't live in the same city.
Well, I know Bob Brown ain't going to be there because they still got a little tension.
Anyway, so I'm about to ask the age-old question on my Facebook page. It's probably going to blow up. Okay, remember the other day when we were trying to discuss and find out what these topics were going to be today, and Taylor talked about how sugar should not go in grits? That's posted on my Facebook page to see what the world would say. Me personally,
I got to have sugar. I can, if I eat them, even though I don't eat them like I used to, I can't do salt. And I don't do pepper.
I personally like sugar. That's just my personal preference, even though I have had it with salt and pepper. Don't get me wrong, I've had it with salt and pepper. It is that my personal preference is sugar. Okay? So that's how I feel. And I remember, my friend and I were spending time together, and they had gone to work, okay? So I went and got me some breakfast. So my little breakfast included some eggs, and some bacon, and some grits, and some juice. Like, I was excited about my little, my little breakfast. And so when they got back, they saw that I had eaten or whatever, and they saw, like, the sugar packet. And they were like, what did you put sugar in? And I was like, my grits. And he was like, no, you didn't. Thinking to myself, yes, I did. What are you talking about? How are you going to tell me what I ate? And so, yes, I put sugar in my grits with some butter. And he was like, but did you have cheese on it, too? I was like, yes. He was like, and you still ate it with sugar? I was like, yes. Like, what are you talking about? Like, what? It doesn't matter to me. I was like, okay. He was like, did you know that my grandmother would have ran you out the house if you would have did that? I was like, well, look, sis, I understand that, we were definitely raised differently.
I get it. So I like sugar on my grits. I said, now, I'm not opposed to salt and pepper on my grits. I just, that certain thing, I will eat it. Like, if I'm eating shrimp and grits or whatever, I'm going to use salt and pepper because the shrimp has been seasoned in a way that it don't go with sugar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And see, and this is what he laughed at me about, is because there's a certain thing called vinaigrette. And he was like, what the hell? He was like, that doesn't make sense. Like, and he calls me by my full name or whatever. But, and he said, this doesn't make sense. He was like, what is vinaigrette? I said, they sell them in the store. Like, they're thicker than regular grit. And I said, and they're called vinaigrette. So, he was like, no, it is grit. And you're not supposed to eat sugar on them, period. I was like, well, here's one thing that you're going to have to get over, because I'm not going to stop eating sugar on my grits. Because in the morning, if I eat grits, they got butter and sugar on, that's what it tastes like. It's good to leave me alone. Like, that's why I'm at it. It's like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, told me that his grandma would have thrown me out the house. What? No. Yeah. No way. That might have been the one time the grandma didn't like me. Like, what in the world? And then it was so funny when I told him that this conversation was happening or whatever. Earlier this week, he was saying that Taylor was a smart girl for not eating sugar. And I said, but I told her to try it, so she can't say she don't like it. He was like, why would you tell her to try that? Because she can't say she don't like it if she ain't never tried it before. And that's the same thing he told me about food. If I ain't never tried it, then I can't say I don't like it. So, same thing. So, yeah.
That's how that thing goes.
That's how that thing go. Doesn't look as though anybody has answered the question yet, because maybe everybody's on the plate.
I don't know.
But, oh well. But, did you know that Avatar is a very long movie?
It depends on which one you see, because you know it was like two different versions of that movie. It's one that was like, the one that came in theater was like 2 hours. And then it's another one, it's like right there at 3.
It's like it's been on TV before.
So that's probably two-hour joint, because the one that's 3 hours, man, that joint, it even looks different because the colors and everything. Like, if you watch it in 3D, the 3D will look good, but when you look at it in high definition, the one that's the high definition DVD and all the colors and everything, that movie looks amazing, especially if you watch it on a 4K TV.
But yeah.
It's one of my favorite movies.
I like Avatar. I'll be ready. I'm glad. I'll be ready when the second one comes out.
You know that
it's
supposed
to come out like next year.
Finished with it, right?
I don't. Like I said, it don't come out like next year or something.
Yeah, they almost finished with it. That movie. They said the first one took almost what 6 years to make, and they said this one did damn near took that long too.
Out.
I know there was a movie here to drop for the holidays, old tearjerker.
I
think it'll do good. Yeah, Will Smith with the old cry movie. I ain't got time for him.
I am. Why has time been so slow?
Why has time been so slow? Today been going by sort of slow. I ain't no front. But you know what? You know, it's really going by slow. We ain't got nothing else to talk about.
We came to work to work. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't lying. We winging it right now. We winging it.
So I'm cruising my timeline to see what's going on with the people. Oh, I'm going to say this is the beginning of the show. Oh, so today is my bestie's birthday, Renata. So, yeah, happy birthday to my bestie.
Hey, Ray Ray. Hey, Cray Cray.
That's my best friend. Like, if you are on my page and you see this picture collage of me and her, I can tell you every what we were doing, where we were at, in every single picture. Every picture. And it's so funny because she said, because I told her, you know, don't cry. You better not cry because we can't cry. And that's our thing. We tell each other not to cry. And it was so funny because two of the pictures on there is from a night where I was so far gone in my liquor. I was way at the bottom of the bottle. Like you could have put me in the bottle together, just molded us together. That's how deep I was at the bottom of the bottle. And it was so funny because she was like, okay, there's two pictures here that show the night that I told you not to cry. And I said, I'm so thankful that there's no evidence of the aftermath of that night because it was bad. That aftermath was serious. It was ugly. So, but it's her birthday, and we've been friends since we were in college, and it was so funny that we didn't meet until we actually started working together. And she used to sit beside me at my job, and she thought she was going to sit beside me and not talk to me. She thought she wasn't going to talk to me. And I was like, girl, listen, if we're going to be sitting beside each other every day, you have to have a conversation or something with me because I'm not about to sit here and not talk to you. And so I kind she will tell you that I forced her to talk to me. But but we've been friends ever since. We've been through everything together. So yeah, it's my bestie's birthday, and I will see her. She'll be home this weekend, not this weekend, but for the holidays or whatever. So I get to love on my niece poo, Nalea, and kiss on her fat cheek. And whatnot. So, yeah, I wanted to say that earlier, as I have forgot. So, yeah. So, happy birthday to my 50. And I'm going to tell y'all this, too. She saves people's lives because she's the one who, a lot of times, who talks me out of showing all the way out on people. But then, sometimes, she's the one that says, go ahead and unleash it. So, it just depends on what type of day she's having, if I can unleash my show out or not. But lately, she's been saving lives. So, you all be thankful for her. Because that one, see in the street, there ain't going to be no misunderstanding. Sitting around looking like I told him the other night, I'm gonna feed that wench some chicken. And then she'll turn into a gremlin because she looked like Gizmo. No, I didn't tell you that. I didn't tell you she. Every time when you hear me talk about the chicken, I say Gizzy.
No, I didn't know that was who you talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Every time I talk about that chick that I don't really care for, we call her Gizzy.
short for Gizmo.
Wow.
If he look like Gizmo.
Well, that's funny. Well, I see it's 11:42, so I take it Taylor ain't going to make it.
Send me a message saying that she was still at work and she was trying to get a break. So, that's what she said. But, whatever. Oh, this is when we also discussed in my friend. We also discussed the fact that we didn't want to see people plate on Thanksgiving on the Facebook. I don't want to see your plate food on Facebook because the thing is big.
Yeah, I ain't lying. Man, if you can't cook, please don't post that shit.
No. This is what I'm going to say. Because sometimes, especially on Sundays, now I do have some friends that know how to cook. I do have some that know how to cook, and they will be looking good and whatnot. So I give it to them. But certain people's stuff be looking just, I'd be like, oh, God, why is it burnt? Or why is the plate one color? I was the only one paying attention in, certain classes. But in one of my classes, when I was in school, we were taught that when you're eating, one of my nutrition classes, like when you're eating food, your food shouldn't all be the same color. Let's say you're eating baked chicken and you decided to use like a cream chicken or cream of mushroom over that chicken, right? And then you eat potatoes and corn. That's all the same color. Like, why is there no green here? Why there's no green, no red, no nothing? Like, something else is needed. And like, your plate looks beige. And it just bothers me. And so it was so funny because we were discussing it and he was saying that he looks at it in a different way versus the way I look at it. He was like, I look at it as, some people, they're just wanting to show us their food and they're not thinking about what it looks like. So they just want to show us what they cook. So I try not to pay any attention. I said, but for me, it just looks nasty. Like, it just looks like, oh, God, this has no taste to it. So personally for me, I'm going to ask the world not to show the Thanksgiving plate. And somebody had asked me to show something that I had cooked or whatever. Mm. And I was like, oh, I don't do that. I sat there down quick, like, oh, no, I don't do that. Why would I do that? To my belly meal. What? To show pictures. How about that?
That's funny.
Like, who doesn't? So new. So I don't want to see it. We're all going to be eating the same thing. Turkey, ham, chicken, potatoes, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, macaroni and cheese. Like, we're just all going to be eating the same thing. So therefore, we don't need to have pictures of what yours looks like. Okay, that's my bit for today. That's my bit. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Mm-hmm. What? I'm just saying. Somebody will see that lesson. Somebody will see it. And then we don't want to see the fact that just like Dre pointed out earlier that all your food is touching and somehow you managed to put a piece of pound cake on top of that. Like, why is all your food?
Oh my God, you not put my damn fruit and my vegetables and all that shit with my motherfucking damn dessert, man. Oh Lord, that's fight. That's fights right there. Because some people be like, you don't need two plates for all the day. You need to put all of it on one plate. Fuck No. I don't want my damn, my cake tasting like fucking bean juice, man.
You and that bean juice. Roll that old bean footage.
You said don't put your food on the same plate as his cakes and his pies. Yep. What are you gonna do? Yeah. I apologize for your honesty. I apologize. I'm almost at the bottom of this bottle.
Wow.
But, man, I've had a long week. I felt like Friday was never going to get here, and then Friday ended up being some bullshit. So, therefore, you know. So, yeah. Yeah. I feel about this life.
Seeing scrolling through my timeline, I don't see nobody being interesting. I see a lot of people drinking. Maybe they had the type of week I had.
I'm going to watch that in a little bit. I'm going to get off the show and watch that. That video.
Comic phrase about I think the time of love of my life.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
I'm just laughing.
Mm-hmm. Lies you tell. Always got jokes and chuckling and stuff. If I see another Joe Biden meme.
Another who?
Oh, my Joe Biden meme. That doggone Joe. Lord, somebody done changed Kermit into the Holy Spirit. What in the world?
Oh, then one with the evil Kermit was beefing with Shirley.
What Shirley?
Shirley Caesar.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. And I missed the screenshot. I missed the save it, but I didn't do it.
Oh, wow. Some people, you know what? These people who think of these memes, they have nothing to do with their life and their time.
Mm-hmm.
They can't talk.
And I know one of our loyal listeners is always talking junk about the memes, but she's been laughing her little ass off at everyone that she's been posting one.
So,
more.
You leave my friend alone.
Yep, and I know she listens. Talk about she don't like memes and all that. She been cracking up at every last one of them. I've been looking at her little ass post, liking the button and turning on.
Friend alone. Leave her alone right now. So, yep. But that one with the Holy Spirit is funny. Somebody gonna bust hell wide open with them. But what in the world? You know, so listen. So this is why my wine is so good today. Because I poured some juice in my wine. Remember I told y'all I had bought some wine last week and it was new and I really didn't like it.
Yep.
So, I had to figure out how to
because I paid for it, so now I got to drink it, right? So, oh, yeah. I had to put some juice in it, make it a little bit better. But I'm probably gonna sleep really, really good, and probably I'm tired. Tired, Jesus, tired.
Say what?
You tired? So tired.
I am tired. Shoot, I've been working all week long. One night I ain't sleep good. Don't you hate it when people flip flop teams?
Oh, yeah, a whole lot of that's been going on, especially this football season. We were talking about that in the group the other day, how everybody was rooting for the Panthers, and now all of a sudden the Panthers is losing and ain't nobody rooting.
I'm rooting.
Because you're a dedicated team fan. It's just like all those Golden State Warriors fans were hooping and hollering and cheering when they got Kevin Durant. They didn't think they were going to lose a damn game. And no sooner they started losing, everybody, oh, I don't think it's going to work.
No, they're not. This little dog ain't no bigger than nothing. Oh, he will get lost
brown
in my. Yeah.
Yeah, I just seen that.
He'll no, get lost.
I don't want
in a
little. And I think all men that don't have, they got dogs that little, and just to get try to get chicks, you're gay.
You
don't get your damn, cause like you, I seen this dude downtown. This dude all cut up, looking like Lou Ferrigno, all tall. He got one of them little damn ankle biters. Damn dog just sitting there, sound like Dino from the damn Flintstones. I'm like looking at him like, if you don't get your damn pit bull or a Rottweiler, something big that you can damn walk around and look big with, got that little bit ass ankle biter. And dudes that think it's slick, only they be getting them little ass dogs like that so they can impress girls so they know women like that shit. Get you a real dog, man up.
Oh my God.
Because I think it's a damn shame nowadays, men walking around here with little big dogs and then women walk around here with big ass pit bulls and Rottweilers. I would stick my head out the door and be nosy because I hear my my neighbors outside fussing again. But it's almost 12 o'clock, and those are shooting times. When you be nosy, if I don't get your nose shot off, I'm going to just cheat.
That's because you nosy just like your neighbor.
Hey, fine. They going at it, too.
What they arguing about? Go stand at the window and listen.
I can hear it in there. It sounds like they're cussing over. He said some. One dude said something about some beer. The other dude said something about some money. So it's a cross between the two.
Dear Lord. Oh, Jesus, mercy. Pass off. Say, is it this weekend? I am in nobody's street. I'm not going
well,
anywhere.
I can't say that. Shout out to everybody that's coming to the Black Party tomorrow, man. Turn up.
Nobody cares.
Yep. Shout out to everybody that's been liking and sharing my video that I made and everything about the You Name It challenge. I like that.
Get out of here. Cram. As we get ready to reach the 12 o'clock hour,
and I pour me some more juice. You probably hear me pouring it. Yeah. So we will actually see everyone and talk to everyone after the holiday. So we want you all to have safe and fun holidays with your family, and don't struggle. We want to talk to you in the new year. We want everything that you do and whatnot. So, yeah. So that's what we're going to do. So, yeah. But I had told you already, Dre, that if you don't find anywhere to go for Thanksgiving, you're welcome to come down to my mama's house, because if you ask me for a place in my mama's house, they're going to tell you no. So you might as well get in the car, get on out to the country, and hang with us in the country as we fellowship and be merry and whatnot.
Well, all right.
So, all right. Well, you're the only person who received the invite. So, they don't mean anybody else show their ass up in my mama's house. Look at that. So, yep. Y'all have a good night. Enjoy your holiday. And thank you so much for hanging out with the code. And we'll see you in the new year.
Well, all right.
All right. Good night.
Night.